The original of that song came out in 1967 from the Troggs. Love Is All Around. This version, of course, by Wet Wet Wet, from a very famous movie. I think it was Notting Hill, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember. Anyway, we're not talking movies. We are talking food. And that's one of my favorite topics. You can see by the size of my backside. So I've got Benita with me, and I've got Chef Terry Jenkinson with me as well. And it is time for Olympics again. Not Paris Olympics. That's coming up later in the year. But this is Food Olympics, right?
That is correct, yes.
And we have a brand new contestant. You're going to be representing Namibia, Benita. It's good to see. You've been out of the country, but you've never been to India, right?
No, never.
So a little bit of a culture shock that's coming up, I would imagine.
Definitely. It's such a weird experience to be able to represent my country at such a huge scale, and I'm so honored to be, you know, selected by the school to do something like this. It's a really great honor.
So speaking of the selection process, how did you end up on top of the heap to go over there? What were sort of the criteria?
So basically all 14 students at school, we had to partake in a knife skills test. Okay. And we had to see who was basically the best at it or who
show me
did.
Your hands. No plastic.
She's still got all her fingers.
Because I actually saw some one of these cooking competitions, and the people were also, it's one of these, you know, it's amateurs, and they just had stuff all over it. Every now and then you see somebody with a glove on and you know they're bleeding in there. So okay, so that was pretty cool. So yeah, these skills tests, and then whoever came out on top
basically won. And then it was down to two of us, and we had to do a souffle omelette, basically. Or
but souffles are hard, though. I mean, that's not
and
easy to...
Actually, it's a souffle crepe. So it's a souffle in a
which
pancake.
In itself is a very difficult thing to do. And a crepe, of course, is also not as simple as gooi the dough in a khache. You know what I'm saying? It's very much a skill. So this is more traditional, classic cooking skills, those.
It is. The competition is basically... It's for students. So culinary students from around the world. We've got, this year there are 60 countries participating.
Wow.
And it's one
compared
student.
To last year, it's more than last year.
Last year we were 50. This year there are 60, yes. Every year it's growing. It's becoming bigger and bigger.
So which just means the competition is tougher, of course.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
10 years ago, it was 15 countries, and we're now sitting
at 60. Incredible.
So it's amazing how the competition has just developed and grown.
And they keep obviously sending out invites to different countries when they do have, they see, oh, there's a culinary culture here. Let's get on with it.
That's right. And it's basically very much skills-based.
Yeah.
So there's an element where you have to do knife skills. There's an element where you have to follow a recipe according to the quantity of ingredients, according to the method.
Exactly, because this is not a just add as you go.
Yes.
That's the latest stage, right?
When that's the beginning.
When you're done and you're qualified and you finish, like you're a trained chef classically.
Yes.
Now you go and you mess around and all that
That's right.
But you've got your knife skills and all of that stuff as a basis.
That's right. So there's two rounds to the competition. The first round, there's knife skills and the structured recipe. And then there is an element of creativity where we're given a basket of ingredients, and we have to use 50% of those ingredients in a dish, a vegetarian dish.
Okay.
So that's round one. So the top 10 of round one go into round two to cook off for the trophy.
Okay.
And in the trophy section, there are three trophies, gold, silver, bronze. They're about 18 kilos, kilograms each.
Sure.
So huge trophies.
Yeah.
And everyone starts on a clean slate.
Yeah. So what you've got in the first round counts nothing.
That's right.
Back to zero for everybody.
Exactly. And then from positions 11 to 20, they cook off in what is the plate trophy section. So, and then there's a third section. So anybody or any team that is not placed in the top 20 then cooks off for the Dr. Boss Challenge. And this year it's slightly different. Last year it was just the participants who participated in the Dr. Boss Challenge. This year the mentors have to cook with their students in the Dr. Boss Challenge.
So it's on you too, mate.
That's
not
right.
As simple as you can just stand there and tell Benita X, Y, and Z. And
so all the pressure's on Benita because she needs to stay out of the
above 20.
Above 20. She needs to be below 20.
But it's just so cool to be able to have this, that you can actually tell somebody, listen, I've got great skills with a knife. And they're like, oh, you're dangerous. You're like, no, I can chop stuff you can't
believe. I can slice and dice.
Okay, Benita, so where does your love for food come from? I mean, has this always been your thing?
Definitely not. It just arose maybe 4 years ago, I wasn't really into cooking and I was still doing my matriculation, and I just realized it's just something came up. Like, I love food. I like to cook. I like to experiment with different things. And we always had basic pantry ingredients at home.
Yeah.
So it was difficult to experiment with other things. So then I just started off small and just grew to what I am now.
So, okay. So you're from Windhoek, right?
No, I'm from Grootfontein originally.
Are you from Grootfontein? Yeah. Okay, wow. So you grew up that side. So how much in your family setup, how much of it was traditional cooking versus Western cooking, if we can say that? It's
definitely more inspired by Western cooking.
Okay.
So there's not really much.
Not really like rural people in rural areas tend to eat more often mahangu and things like that.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's kind of an element that one day when you're going to be starting cooking huge Namibian dishes, that's one of those things you're going to have to probably explore a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But speaking of which, there's also a Namibian dish that you guys have to present, right?
Yeah, we have to, all the countries basically that go to the YCO, we have to come up with a traditional dish, which is going to be tasted by everyone there, the sponsors and the organizers of the event.
Yeah.
And myself and Chef Terry have to come up with a dish together.
Cool. So I suppose the Italians always go with pasta. It can't be that hard, right? Let's face it, noodles and that, isn't that more of a Chinese originally from there,
in
right?
Asia, yes. So, no, but the, each country has some interesting dishes. I mean,
sure.
I'm sure the Scots are going to bring their haggis again.
What did the Aussies do? Did they bring kangaroo meat or, you know?
They did a lamb dish last year.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, you get a lot of
lamb as well.
Just as long as it's not your girlfriend, mate. I suppose if that dish is from there, it doesn't have to be, it's only from here. Like haggis. Mm. That's just Scottish.
Exactly.
But I mean, it's, you know.
Yeah, Armenians, Arbi from Armenia, he presented, he does the Armenian version of a dalmade, which is incredible. So hopefully he has that dish again this year. I'm looking forward to that.
Nice.
The island of Malta, the one year they did an octopus and red wine stew, which was really
that
fantastic.
That sounds something unique. Yeah.
Singapore did the salt and pepper crab, soft-shelled crab, which was fantastic. Uzbekistan did a horse meat dish.
Because they're very much a horse-based culture, eating milk and even as well. So
exactly. Yeah. So it's an absolutely fantastic opportunity to sample and taste dishes from 60 countries all in one evening without actually leaving your venue. So it's amazing stuff.
But this thing is obviously growing from strength to strength with more and more countries joining. But I'm assuming that that you guys have to foot the bill to a large extent, right?
Yes.
To get over there and all that. So.
That's right. I mean, from our side, we need to cover the airfare. We need to cover a little bit of S&T while we're there. We need to cover the cost of the ingredients for practicing, training. And there's quite a hefty cost involved. Fortunately, we don't have to pay for anything once we land in India. So travel within between the different cities, meals, accommodation, transfers, any events that they organize for us, sightseeings and tours and whatnot, it's all covered by the organizers.
So
we're looking for the tickets and ingredients and whatnot, we're looking at about 50,000 Namibian dollars.
Sure.
Which is,
so if there's anybody out there or any institution, right, invest in Namibia's food culture and talk to Terry or what's his face on that side?
Tom,
of course. Yeah.
Yes.
Just get in touch with Silver Spoon Academy and I'm pretty sure they'd be more than happy to, you know, splash your name and your logo everywhere.
But
that's always good. Yeah.
Yes, we're going out of the country. Yes, it is Silver Spoon, but we are representing Namibia.
For sure.
You know,
we're
carrying the flag of Namibia. When Benita and I walk up onto that stage and at the opening and closing ceremonies.
You sent us a link to the video the last time,
yes,
right? So when it comes through this time, we'll actually post it again.
And, we're carrying the flag of Namibia in front of us. There's a flag bearer that walks in front of us with the flag. It's on all their social media, you'll see it's Namibia are being.
And of course, sorry, the
marketed.
Good thing about that is that you're exposing the country to a country and a culture where we don't see a lot of tourists here from India at this point.
Exactly.
So this is a great thing. It's like, what is that flag? Who are these people? Let's go and find out more about it. It's all good and well to say Germany and Europe and so on, where most of our foreign tourists come from, but not so much from there. So it's a good thing.
You know, I use it, I've been over a couple of times now with the students, but I use it as a marketing tool for Namibia. We've got ambassadors from 60 different countries this year.
And they're all going to pop by there. Obviously, they're based in India. So
yeah, a lot of the ambassadors are there and the embassies are there. But not just them, but all the chefs and the students that a lot of them haven't a clue where Namibia is.
Sure.
And, you know, to introduce them to the Namibian culture, to the Namibian experience. And it's an opportunity to market Namibia as a tourist destination to 60 countries in 1 week.
So it's essentially an investment.
It is.
Just in the tourism and just getting us out there, which of course is one of the major problems we sit with.
It is.
We know that we live in a great country, but not everybody else knows that. Mm. And I'm sure the guys from Uzbekistan feel the same, but the point is, you know, it's
we all have an opportunity.
For sure.
Fantastic.
And this is what this is. It's a stage.
Right? It is.
Okay, so what is the local dish you're talking about? Were you talking about biltong soup?
We're considering biltong soup.
Okay, so which point are you? You're going to have to. Okay, you have to decide before you leave, right?
Yes. Well,
and that's on the 28th. Is that right?
We're leaving on the 28th, but or 27th actually.
27th.
Yeah, the biltong soup. Well, the recipe needs to be submitted by the 25th. So we've still got a bit of time.
You formally have to submit it, and then you have to take the ingredients along, of course.
Well, the biltong, yes, but the other ingredients will be sourced locally once we're in India. So what's actually fantastic is there are 60 countries, and we all submit our recipes. All the ingredients that can be sourced in India will be available for us when we walk into the kitchen.
Okay.
So we don't have to run around and find any ingredients once we get
there. So they prep it all for you. You arrive there and it's there.
And we have,
except for what you need to bring along.
And we have students from the International Institute of Hospitality Management. They are there to assist us. They learn from us by actually preparing the dish with us. So we're teaching as well as educating, as well as promoting, as well as showing off what Namibia can offer.
This is an all-round win-win situation for not only for us, but for them as well.
Exactly.
All right, so you do realize that if for some other reason you win this, right, we're going to make a special category at the Paris Olympics for cooking for this year. Just so you can take part and they can try as well. But, you know, we'll just be on the in that marching, right? This year it's on the River Seine. They're going to have everybody on boats.
Oh, fantastic.
So they can be there with our flag just because we made it there. I'm sure we'll have some athletes as well. But, I mean, let's be honest. Athletes are cool to watch, but it's our bellies that
exactly.
it's all about, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we wish you the best of luck, Benito. We hope it's going to go well, Terry. I don't know if she's a wild child, but, you know, once she gets into the Indian culture, she might just go crazy. No, I'm just joking. But, enjoy it. I think it's one of those experiences that you're going to remember for the rest of your life, literally. So let's hope it can be a great one. You go there quite often, but, I mean, still, it's always good to get out of the country and to be able to chat to people and be impressed. You know?
And, you know, it's become – what's fantastic is the students – don't lose touch with each other once they make contact.
So networking is a huge thing.
It's a fantastic networking opportunity. And when, you know, it's actually getting tougher to say goodbye to friends every time I go over. Because
For you, they're like buddies now because you've seen each other a couple of times.
It becomes like a brotherhood.
And sisterhood.
And sisterhood.
You can't say that anymore. Yeah, that's sexist.
Exactly.
So it becomes a personhood.
What's the plural? What's the terminology for including both?
I don't know. In Imagine, John Lennon actually towards the end, and this was before 80, before he got shot, he used to sing A Brother and Sisterhood of Man at the beginning of it.
So
yeah,
it's a brother and sisterhood.
But it's great stuff. It's good
family.
To see everybody's around, and I mean it's a mind expanding, experience expanding event and opportunity. That's probably the most important thing.
It is
an opportunity to get us out there, for you to learn, for you to win, for you to show what you can do. Because remember, at the end of the day, she's going to look up to you and go like, oh, I thought Terry's going to pull something out of her hat here, but, you know.
Well, Benita's got some big shoes to fill. We've managed
By the way, what happened last year?
We won Rising Star of the competition award.
Wow, that's
so
impressive.
That was one of the highlights. And we were again in the top 20 and finished, overall, we finished fourth in the plate trophy competition
that's
and 14th
incredible.
Overall. So
basically, I mean, but it just again shows you, I think it's a feather in your cap as well, and Tom's, what you guys are doing at Silver Spoon is obviously at an international level. I mean, if you had 50 shows, people and you end up 14th,
exactly, 50
participants, wow.
And it just shows that the level of skill in Namibia is on par with the rest of the world.
It's amazing stuff. I must admit, I did see the results at some point, but I just glanced at them and I never really looked at them again. It's impressive. Okay, so that's the bar. Okay, Benita.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, top 10 would be good this time.
We've been there once, so...
Oh, have we been in the top 10 before?
Yes.
Okay, again, the competition was a lot less. Now there's another 10 competitors in there.
Exactly, and it was during COVID and it was online. And Gadisha Moyes came 7th overall.
Wow.
So, yeah... You know, the girls are showing that they've got the serious skills.
But that's also a new thing, though, right? Because we're always just guys who were these top chefs in the world. And we always wondered why. You know what? I just believe skinny chefs, okay? You don't trust them.
That's why I look how I look.
Same here. Like I taste a lot.
Exactly.
Salt, bit more in it, yeah. Benita, best of luck. We hope wish you all the best. And we'll catch up with you again when you get back. To just do a quick rundown of how it was and, you know, how it did all of that. Terry, thanks a lot, Matt.
Thank you.
Of luck for you guys. And if there's anybody out there who wants to get involved financially, they'd be more than happy to accept your contribution. So get in touch with either Terry or with Tom. That's at Silver Spoon Academy. And remember, this is a Namibian event. Even though they're doing all the prep work and all that, it's carrying Namibia out there. So anybody out there who wants to get involved, let us know.
That would be fantastic. Thank you, Dion.
Have a good one. Radio Waves next for you.
Thank you.
Let's play a game. What year was this song written?